Hey everybody, my name is David Sneed. I'm a missionary in Lviv, Ukraine, and today I just want to have a quick conversation with a guy named Chris Liu. He's a friend of mine. We're both missionaries in Lviv, and we just want to talk about some cool things that we can do to be more effective in ministry online with this COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, you know, virus and quarantine and everything. Life has changed a lot. I also want to give a quick plug, selfish plug, to my book. If you guys want to check that out, I've authored a book about public speaking in a second language. It's on Amazon. I will leave a link in the description below just if you want to check that out. So it'll help you with doing presentations, giving sermons, you know, speeches, or anything else you do without a translator. If you're proficient enough to have a conversation, I think you're proficient enough to public speak in your second language. So I just want you guys to be more effective in ministry with that. And so links below. God bless you guys. Thanks for watching.
Okay.
Alrighty. So first time, this is an experiment, you know.
Am I the guinea pig?
You are the guinea pig, but I know you're an easygoing guy. So I figured, you know,
easygoing guinea pig.
Yeah. So I'm going to say something into the camera real quick to be kind of an intro, and then we'll get to talking.
Okay.
Introduce you. I've got a camera that's like next to my computer that I'm also going to be talking into. So,
ooh, yeah. Okay. Fancy. So.
Hey guys, this is David Sneed. I'm a missionary in Lviv, Ukraine, and we are talking to Chris Liu. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your ministry, where you are and what you do?
Yes. So I am a missionary serving in Ukraine, and I serve with an organization called Josiah Venture, and we train young leaders in the local church as disciple makers, and we also do a number of different types of ministries in the local church. And my main responsibility on our team in Ukraine is overseeing the camps ministry. So every summer we do camps with in partnership with local churches throughout Ukraine. And actually,
awesome camps, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so my first experience in missions was leading a short-term team 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Over to Ukraine. It was my first time to ever leave the country. So it was.
Was that with my church?
It was not with your church. It was with a church in Lutsk, Ukraine.
Okay. Because I know you did one about eight, 10 years ago. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Your church was a tent camp. It was my first tent camp.
Oh, okay.
So it was a wonderful trial by fire, like Ukrainian tent camp experience.
I still hear stories about you, man, from that camp. Seriously.
Buddy, it was awesome. It really was. And so, yeah. So my first experience in missions was doing a camp in and I just see it as a great ministry tool that God uses to reach young people. And, you know, at our camps, we always share the gospel. You know, we value that. We think that's important. But also along with that, it's connecting young people to a local church.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, what happens at camp is important, but also what happens after camp is important. So,
yeah. Can you talk a little more about your ministry with the local church, like what that looks like?
Yeah. So is that just more about my personal experience in the local church, or more just our organization and our work in the local church?
Oh, you in particular, you were talking about the transition from these camps, which are more JV, right? Epocha here in Ukraine, into the local church. Like, how are you the bridge for that? And how does that work with you?
Yeah. So everyone on our team in Ukraine, we serve in a local church, you know, so really for us, our heart is for the local church. And so everything we do, like, we don't have centralized camps or things that we do. Everything we do, whether it's a summer camp ministry or music ministry or a sports ministry, is in partnership with the local church. And so for me, I partner with a church in Lviv, Ukraine, called Hosanna. And I've been living in Ukraine for 5 years, and I've been a part of Hosanna's church family for 5 years. So what
That's
does it
awesome.
look like for me? Yeah, what does it look like for me to serve in this church? Really, it's like I'm not in any kind of leader, like I don't have any kind of authority. Like for me, I really value empowering, Ukrainians, So for me, a lot of the influence and opportunities that I take to, train and equip leaders, it's leadership from the side, if you will, and without any kind of title, So I'm not the youth pastor at Hosanna. I'm glad for it. Like, I think it's a great opportunity for, our young leaders in Hosanna to step up and lead.
Yeah, for sure.
But for me to be there alongside them, like it's a blessing, I think both ways.
I love what you said about empowering leaders. I think that's a huge part of what we do as missionaries, and I mean, if you're not doing that, then what are you doing here,
Yeah, exactly. And it's just that's one of the things that I really do appreciate about, the organization that I'm a part of is we have such a high value for the local church and for the bride of Christ, and we
Oh, yeah.
understand that, okay, David, like who's going to have more influence,
Oh, yeah.
a Ukrainian leader, who understands Christ's model for ministry and how to be a disciple maker and how to multiply in ministry, or
Yeah.
someone like myself. Like I'm not saying, oh, well, I can't have any influence. Well, of
Yeah.
course I can, but there's something really special about young national leaders that, when they really get a bit for disciple making and for, having a multiplying ministry, like they can do so much,
Amen. Oh yeah.
yeah.
Oh yeah. I
So,
feel you there. I should have done this earlier on in the interview. How can somebody find you online if they want to connect with you after this interview?
well, you can find me at josiahventure.com. So, I also have my own page, Chris in Ukraine. Not that domain was available. So Chris in Ukraine, you
Sweet.
can find me there.
Is that
Yeah.
.com.org? Is that like on a...
ChrisinUkraine.com.
Okay, I'll put the links in the description after this.
Oh, great. Yeah. That'd be much appreciated.
Sure.
So
Sure. Cool.
yeah.
So, a lot has changed over the past 2 weeks, 2 months,
What are you
is there,
talking about?
I mean, SARS, COVID, 19 to whatever they call it nowadays. What is
Oh,
the, yes, what is the challenging thing
that.
about that for you for this time, for your ministry, for yourself personally? Like, how has this affected you? Is there anything that's like particularly like, this is hard?
Yeah, it's a great question. I have thought a lot about this because it, okay, so, here in Ukraine, we're under quarantine, so
And just for anybody that's
all,
watching and doesn't know what that looks like, give like what does quarantine look like for you?
exactly. So all non-essential businesses are closed. If you want to go outside, you have to have a good reason. You got to be going to the store to get something. You have to wear a mask. Local schools, universities, like they're shut down. And so basically, yeah, the quarantine is spending a lot of time in your home. And, so it's like we have the same amount of time, like that hasn't changed. But like the circumstances and the situation, like I think it really just it does present quite a few challenges. Like one for me, I would say is that, and I'm actually coming, like I'm understanding this a little bit more, But there's a difference between working from home and working during a crisis. This is a crisis situation.
Okay.
And so I think at the beginning, I thought, okay, well, like this is just going to, like this just means I have to shift everything online and I'll be working from home. Great.
Yeah.
But what,
no biggie.
But what I didn't take into account was just there is an emotional component to that. And I find that I really need to, how should I say this? Like what I define as my normal, like productivity and like what I get done in a given day, like that does change in a crisis.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know? And so I think for me, the challenge is I want to stay active and productive in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, my rhythms, my daily rhythms have changed.
Yeah.
And I think that I have to be more intentional about taking time to, you know, rest or even do leisurely things. You know, yeah. When you're working from home, it's super easy just to work and work and work and,
oh yeah,
you know, just lose track of the day. And then you're like, you know, after a while it takes a toll on you and yeah. you don't see that, oh wow, like I'm not doing those things that are just like giving me life, you know, or even mm-hmm. things that are just fun, leisurely things, you
and
know.
And do those things help you? Like you talked about the emotional weight of the situation. I think that's a big part of what's affecting a lot of people with this, you know, because I'm used to working at home, but at the same time, there is this kind of pressure,
well,
you know?
Yeah.
So how do you manage
yeah.
that?
Yeah, no, and for before this, you know, before COVID-19, like I worked a lot from home myself. I think that's a good observation that there is like this pressure, or maybe like how I've described it before is it's like just an intensity, you know,
yeah.
you go on, you know, the news websites, you know, you're reading the news, you're talking to people, and it's all about this situation. It's all about what's going on. And you're thinking about your own work, industry, you know, how's this situation going to affect that? And it does, it just kind of puts you in a little pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not sustainable.
Yeah.
You can't do that over the long term and, you know, maintain any kind of semblance of like yeah. mental health or
for
emotional
sure.
health. And so, I honest to goodness, man, I think practicing Sabbath and rest is just essential. Unplug,
mm-hmm.
like, because so much of what we do now in yep. work or in ministry, like relationships that we have with people happens, you know, online.
Yeah.
You know, the screen. And I've just found it really helpful to say, okay, I'm taking a day, or I'm taking this block of time during yeah. a day to unplug. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to draw,
oh, yeah.
you know, I'm going to do something that doesn't require me being on the internet or in front of a screen.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. On the other hand, though, is there anything that like one of the things that helps me right now is to look for the silver lining? And people have actually gotten on me for this because they're like, David, you're not taking the situation seriously. And mm-hmm. I'm definitely taking the situation seriously. I'm constantly sanitizing my hands. I'm wearing my mask. I'm going outside, you know, when I have to walk mm-hmm. the dog, and I love walking my dog. But at the same time, I'm looking for advantages. I'm looking for new opportunities. And I'm looking for the positive side of, you know, things, kind of to keep my own sanity, but also to take advantage of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're new. Mm-hmm. So is there anything for that, like in that aspect for you that's been like, oh, this is cool. I can actually use this for good. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, I think it's a good perspective. And, you know, for us, we believe that God is in control of,
Amen.
Every situation, every major event or crisis that happens in our lives. And boy, this is a doozy. Like, everybody in the world is going through the same situation. I mean, we're experiencing it in different ways,
oh,
but
sure.
We're all like, this is a worldwide event. And it is just a good reminder that that doesn't catch God like by surprise. Like,
Amen.
He's not, he's not like, oh, what do I do now? No, I think God really has good purposes for this time. And I think if you talk about silver linings, honestly, for me, it definitely has been a situation that has challenged me in like how quiet and spend time with God and how I measure productivity. Am I putting, my identity into what I do or what I do for God? Or is it more about like my relationship with God? And is that actually more valuable than how productive I'm being, right now? And those are good things. And I think for a lot of people, like, this is this is an incredible moment for them to really assess like their lives and think, all right, well, where am I putting stock in my identity? Or like, how is my relationship with the Lord? Or because I think so much of what has happened is like the stability and security, like they are, I won't say they're completely out the window, but it's like this situation, it's unknown. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. Some people are going to lose their jobs. Like, some people are going to lose, friends or relatives, to this disease.
We've seen how vulnerable we are.
Exactly. And that exposes you. And that's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing that God can use. And so, hey, where's your trust?
Amen. Like,
and I think that's for me a personal thing. And I hope that for a lot of people, it's going to be like a similar, challenge of, okay, like, it's time for you to practice some actual street level theology. If you say that God is in control and that you trust him, well, you're going to get an opportunity to do that right
now.
It's good to do that. And I don't think God ever lets a crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
And so with this, the question I've been asking myself is, okay, God, what are you up to, and how can I be a part of it? So it's like in my life, in my ministry and the relationships that I have with other people, like that's the question I'm asking. It's like, okay, like, this situation is it's changed so much of day-to-day life, but there are still opportunities here. So God, what are you doing?
Amen.
And how can I be a part of it? How can I join you in that instead of just sitting back and thinking, well, I'm just gonna wait this out.
Yeah. Are there any verses that have helped you to keep that perspective with your identity, with like, not putting your stock in how effective you are, or that kind of thing? Are there passages that God's speaking to you with?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great question. I think for myself, I wrote some down, and for me, I think Lamentations 3, chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him.
Amen.
That's for all times.
Yeah.
You know what? Whether it's feast or famine, or you know, when things are great and life is awesome, or things are not great, you
Yeah.
know. The steadfast love of the Lord, like it doesn't end, it doesn't cease, you know. He will always be faithful no matter what. Like that's the foundation, you know, that we need to stand on in these times.
Amen. That's a good one. I think that's one of the reasons why it's so important to read that part of the Old Testament, like you know, the Lamentations, the Minor Prophets, and everything. We miss out on some real doozies if we don't, you know, like there's some such great verses in
Yeah.
there.
Well, I mean, I think we even, you know, we even have, I mean, lament is something that maybe we don't do as much of today as they did in the past. And you know, this could be, you know, an opportunity for that, you know, just to cry out to God and to be honest with Him, you
Learn that
know. So
spiritual
for me,
discipline.
yeah. And I think it's like this situation, you don't like, I don't like when people, you know, look at, you know, a situation and they don't acknowledge that it's difficult, or, you know, they just want to like put a positive spin on it always. Okay, like, should we look at some of the positives? Absolutely. You know, but I think at the same time, like, scripture, specifically the Psalms, like, gives us permission to be honest with God and to bring our heart before Him. And if we're, you know, upset, if there's something that is causing us to be anxious or worried, like, we come to Him, we bring it to Him, you know. And if there's something hard, or there's something that you're just facing a challenge, then please, like, come to the Father and let Him know He wants to hear you and He loves you and He cares for you. At the same time, I think if you look at the Psalms and you look at the Psalms of Lament, the psalmist is honest with God, but it always comes around to hope in God. It always points to who God is in His character. So to sum it all up, we can be honest with God. That's fine. And He welcomes that.
Amen.
But I hope in that it brings us to a place where we're more we're growing closer to God in His character, and we're understanding that His character is unchanging and
Building
His
that
steadfast love doesn't end.
and that emotional vulnerability with him, right? Because I don't think you can get to really that end place of praise if you don't go through the first part of the psalm where you're like completely just laying it out on the table, you know?
Yeah, it's a
Thanks,
real
man.
relationship.
So can you share, are there anything like some quick like advice, you know, life hacks, or like they often say in Ukrainian, life hack, you know, like what can you like, what can build up the whoever's watching, you know, some quick things that they can do to either minister more effectively or to do life better, you know?
That's a great question. I'll tell you, I'll share some of my experience and what, at least what I've learned, because so much of like what I do now is online. And so when the quarantine in Ukraine began what was it, 3, 4 weeks ago? I've lost all track of time. So
Yeah, me too.
let's say 3.5 weeks ago,
Yeah,
just,
2 years ago, 5 years.
hit somewhere in the middle. You know, there was this initial burst of like creative energy, like, think innovation. You know, now we have to do ministry online. And that was actually, I mean, it was good. And it was good for even like the team that I serve on. Like, we did innovation workshops. Like, let's brainstorm some really
Sweet.
creative solutions for, you know, how we can reach young people and continue to do ministry. And so that was, it was productive. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I think at the beginning, we were all just like ready to go and just like, yeah. And even with my local church, you know, we were like, okay, this is great. So young, you know, teenagers, they're at home, they're in quarantine. So they're going to want to talk. And like, we're going to have so many opportunities to do all these things. And what I, and I think other leaders, you know, learned was that over time, like, you can't just, you know, doing Zoom meeting or like online meeting after online meeting in the day.
Yeah.
Takes a toll. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if it's a life hack, David, but just, you got to be aware that it's not apples to apples here.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe, okay, you know, do I encourage like innovative ways of reaching young people? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. For me, like even today, like I before, you know, the quarantine, I was teaching English in a local school once a week. And so like, it's nothing, you know, super, you know, innovative, but it's like, okay, well, I'll do the English lesson online and just open it up to anybody, you know, and that's brought in new young people. It's been, you know, great for conversations. I mean, good practice for their English, but even for me, it's like, okay, this isn't in a local school. So I feel a little more freedom to like, what does the Bible have to say about integrity? Or what does the Bible say about worry and anxiety? You know? So
yeah,
it's, you know, it does present some opportunities there. So
there's something I want to say about that in particular with the English club. There's a friend of mine in Ternopil that does the same thing. You guys are using Zoom for that, right? So he's using Zoom for it. And what he does is he actually schedules his English clubs in the evening in Ukraine so that at lunchtime in America, his friends from America or Canada can join in and Zoom in, you know, and be a part of their English club to bring variety. So maybe that's something you guys can try if you haven't done it yet.
That's a great idea. I like that. And that's really good, you know, because you could get some, you know, friends or even I think for us, like maybe some partners, you know, because, you know, we have, you know, churches in the States that send short-term teams over, and that might not happen this summer for our camps. But there are ways that maybe, you know, people that would have come on that short-term team could still be a part of ministry here. And that would be a little something there.
Yeah. Shout out to Tim Emerson. That's his idea.
Tim. Yeah. we need to give him credit. Tim, good job. But yeah, I think maybe quality of relationships over quantity. You know?
That's a good
maybe
one.
I think that's something that I've experienced myself in. You know, my local church did a camp this past summer, and I had, you know, I taught English at this camp and had a great group there, and so this quarantine I've just reconnected with them, and not just for the sole purpose of English, but just to visit and, you know, talk. And so it's good practice for them in their English, but also to talk about relevant topics. I've introduced something that I call hot potato questions.
Okay, sweet.
Hot potato question.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like, hey, so I tell these teenagers, look, this is a safe space. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. So whatever question you have, I mean, it can be big, deep, controversial thing, or this anything really.
Yeah.
And that has just like opened up so many conversations that have gone deep. And for me, it has also given me the opportunity to open up God's word, or at least point them to, hey, what does God think about this particular topic?
Yeah,
You know,
cool.
like we're in our conversation, we're debating, we're going back and forth, but all right, well, what does God's word say about that?
Yeah.
You know. So
Very cool. Very cool.
yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate
Yeah, my
the advice and
pleasure.
everything. How can we pray for you? I want to pray for you at the end of this. And so
Okay.
what are some things that
Yeah.
we can pray for you or for your ministry, whatever you want to share, bro.
Yeah. Thank you. Request, I would say one, two things. So the first is wisdom about the future in our summer camp ministry. So there's a lot of decisions that need to be made, you know, in the near future about what summer's going to look like for us. And it's
Yeah.
going to look very different than, you know, summers in the past. So just pray for me in wisdom, you know, as I
Yeah.
lead our camp team, and that I would care for those that are involved in our summer ministry. You know, it's tough for everybody. And the second thing would just be to really take advantage of the time that I have during this quarantine to spend it with the Lord
Oh yeah.
in just good ways. You know, I'm not always good with that. I
Yeah,
mean,
I'll take that one myself.
Circle of honesty. I mean, some days it's awesome. It's fantastic. And you know, other days, I'm not seeing this, you know, time that I'm given as a gift. You
Yeah,
know,
gift.
like what if I looked at it, you know, as a gift, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, you can pray for those things. That'd be much appreciated.
Awesome. Awesome. Can we pray right now?
Sure.
Cool. Lord, thank you so much for Chris and for everything you're doing through him with the camps, with Hosanna Church and with Josiah Venture, with these English clubs. I pray for wisdom about the future of the summer camps. And for Chris, as he tries to care for these team members and everything, Lord, give him your love, your words, your opportunities to with whom and how to speak. And Lord, I also pray that you would help him to take advantage of this time. And this is a prayer request for me too, Lord, that we could look at this time at home as a gift of you calling us deeper, you calling us closer to yourself, Lord. And so help us to do that, to be faithful in prayer, to be faithful in your word, and to be faithful even with fellowship with other Christians. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Whew.
Thanks a lot, bro. It's been a real good conversation. I
Yeah, I have
really enjoyed this.
enjoyed it. Very encouraging.
Yeah. Well, I pray
All
that the
right.
Lord blesses your ministry, blesses your home life. Because that's everything
Thank
right
you.
now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
So you
All
have a good
right.
rest of your day,
Well,
bro.
okay, you too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.